It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now, great catching up with Amanda Couture. Amanda, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Amanda. It's an exciting time for you. Brand new song coming out Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one, what's it called, and kind of what the new song is going to be about?
You bet. So my new song is called I Surrender, which is one of those songs that you write in like 15 minutes. Like it's, you have an idea and all of a sudden it just rolls together super quick. So that was really awesome. And I knew right away that I wanted to record it. So the song is about just loving up on somebody, taking the time as a couple together because, you know, in this day and age, there's just so much happening. So taking that time to come back together and just love up on each other. So I recorded it in Calgary at MCC Studios, which was amazing. I got to work with some amazing, like, CTMA winning instrumentalists on keyboard and bass and guitar. And, you know, just to actually be in the studio with them. And it was just amazing. It was such a cool experience. And it's a really cool song. It's kind of, it's like a slowish up-tempo song. I don't really know how to describe, but it's really cool. I'm excited for everybody to hear it. It's pretty different than my last release. I think it really showcases my voice as an artist. And I'm just really excited for everybody to hear it. I'm so happy with the way that it turned out.
That's awesome. It's a very exciting time, again, releasing your brand new song. And you said this one came together pretty quickly. Did you have the title kind of in an archive or that you kind of had the title for a little bit, or did it kind of all come together as you were writing this one?
Yeah, so the first line of the song, it's the melody-wise, I had, you know, the first five lines probably for the last 5 years. Like, I just had this little melody in my head. And then the title, I Surrender, I really liked that title. I did have it written down kind of in a song log. I didn't know, you know, where it was going to come together, but I kind of took the time to sit down and start with those, you know, five little notes that I had in my head. And then the song just came together. And in the chorus, I was like, oh my gosh, I surrender. It fits perfectly.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I love hearing how songs kind of come to be. It's fascinating. And again, this is a really, really good song. And I know everyone's going to love this one. Again, joined right now by Amanda Couture. Amanda, it was great catching up. CCMAs seemed like it was a little while ago in Calgary, but it was great seeing yourself and great seeing everyone there. Media Row was a lot of fun. Did you have fun in Calgary?
I had so much fun. I met so many people and I learned so much. It was such an amazing weekend to catch up with everybody. And I was so amazed at the talent and, you know, the people coming from Nashville and from the States, the publishers, the songwriters, and everybody in between, and everybody was so willing to help and teach. So, it was incredible.
A lot of fun in Calgary this past year for the CCMAs. Amanda, what's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? Obviously, promoting the release of your brand new one. Are you playing some live shows kind of out and about? What's kind of on the way for you here as we get closer to Christmas and into 2023? What's on the way for you?
Yeah, you know what? I think at this point in my career, I'm just trying to take it one thing at a time. But definitely this release has been kind of at the forefront of my mind in the recording of the release, traveling to record. But definitely planning a release show party probably after Christmas. I'm thinking of, you know, obviously it's a busy time for everybody at work. And I'd love to get some live shows going in the new year to showcase some more of my artistry.
That's awesome. So your new song, have you had an opportunity to play that to a live audience at any point yet?
No, you know what? Just my husband and my parents.
Okay. Okay, so it would be Brad. Okay, that's it's great. It leads me into what I was kind of going to ask you is because, obviously when you do book, whether it be a release party or some kind of upcoming live show, you'll be playing this brand new one, and I guess what would those emotions be like playing it for the first time for a live audience? It probably is a mixture of excitement and nervousness. What are those kind of emotions like going to be for you?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard the song. It's a little bit vulnerable, and I think anytime you're playing a song that you wrote and that is maybe from personal experience, it's scary, definitely, because you're like, oh my gosh, what are these people thinking? That, like, you know, this song came right from my heart. So it's definitely scary because it's like, are they going to like it? Do they think I'm weird? You know what I mean? They're probably saying to my husband, like, whoa, what's she thinking?
No, it seems like those are very, very understandable emotions. I mean, it's a very personal song, and I know everyone's gonna love it, and it's gonna go great when you do play that for the first time for a live audience. And again, it's a fantastic song, and congratulations on the new release. And Amanda, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. I know we'll catch up again down the road. I love the new tune, and thank you so much for your time.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.